Let's hear about another successful macho self-storage Jub Jam.
Boy, we had a night on Friday at the Longhorn Ballroom. Thanks to all those who came down. We had our biggest crowd, right at 1,100 folks. Thanks to my broadcast partners for coming down, Craig and Gordon. It's good to see y'all there.
Indeed.
And thanks to our sponsors, Macho Self-Storage, once again, 8 Beer, Deep Eddy Vodka, National Indoor RV. They had an RV there for Cody and Courtney, and Barry drove it down there. Couldn't have been nicer. Thanks to our buddy Dave Johnson and Horizon Capital for underwriting this event. Thanks to the Stadler Hotel, and even Texas Motor Speedway helps us out. We don't have enough tables with the Longhorn Ballroom, so our friends at Texas Motor Speedway who have tables lend us tables on Friday night for the event. It's just it's such a great team effort, and Chris Chamberlain, our promotions director, and all of his crew who did such a marvelous job, and my friends at the Senior Source, Caroline and Andrea, who I work with a lot to put on this event. They're just remarkable. And then the night of music was just off the charts good, and I anticipated it. I knew it would be. We know Bobby Duncan so well, and Isaac Hoskins, longtime friends of The Ticket, and Bobby has played every Jub Jam that we've had. A little bit different this year. It was full band throughout, and thanks to MZ Robinson, Justin Young, and Matt Trimble, they were our Ticket band, our Jub Jam band in this case, but they played with the Ticket Time Wasters. All of them have. And they backed up Isaac and Bobby, and they were just awesome. Both of those guys sounded so good. And then I've had so many comments on, oh my gosh, you told me Courtney Patton was an amazing singer, but hearing her perform live was just a wonderful experience. And it was, and I'm so glad that P1's got a chance to hear her sing, and I'm glad for Courtney that I think she earned a lot of new fans. Robert Wolanski did our backstage show, and he's done that now for, gosh, I can't remember the amount of years. I can't remember before Robert did this because it's such a big part of what we do. If you're not there, you can listen to this, and sometimes they'll have a live mic on stage, and sometimes they will just have an interview. Craig and Gordon, you both went on with them. People from the Senior Source jump on with them, and then the artists do as well.
It's so great. Robert does such a great job with it, and it's so much fun. It's very old school rock and roll radio, or in this case, country music, red dirt radio. It's fun to hear the artists, and then maybe they break out a guitar and do a song, and I don't know. It's a great listen.
It's awesome. And yeah, it reminds me of those, we've talked about this with Robert, those old Q102 live concerts, and they'd be backstage, and it was just such a great touch. And Robert, he is really in his element. He's such a big music fan, and he really dives into it as far as researching the artist. And he's made a lot of friends here the last few years, and I think he made a few more on Friday night. So this is backstage with Courtney Patton. And one of the cool things about this, and I didn't realize this at the time, but when we set the lineup with Cody Jenks, who we're going to talk about here in a second, our headliner, and Cody is just the absolute best as an artist, where his story is one of the most incredible in country music, and his grassroots tour that he's been on over the last 15 years, the star that he has made himself into just with hard work and a lot of writing and a lot of touring. But he and Courtney had recently written several songs, and when we announced Jub Jam, Cody came on here and said, well, it's so great you have Courtney because we've been doing some writing together, and I'm putting two of her songs on my latest album that's going to be out here within, I don't know, the next few months. And so we played a couple of songs with Cody, and then we had Cody just by himself, and then with Courtney, and my fiddle player, our fiddle player with the Bird Dogs, Reggie Roofer, stuck around, And that was maybe the best moment of the night. Those three, who are just the best at what they do together. But here's Courtney backstage with Robert, and you get a feel for just her amazing talent.
Well, I've had enough of mean spirits. They're taking me places I don't want to go. So I'm giving up on mean spirits. I gotta get back what's good for the soul. Well, I had to break up with a bottle. Started out fun and then it brought me down.
That's one of the songs that's going to be on Cody's record, Mean Spirits. And just a great song. They did that one on stage as well. She is just tremendous. And I'm so glad we had Courtney a part of it. And Cody and I, as we've talked about here over the last couple months, have become good friends through the years. We played a benefit a long time ago. And that's where I met him back in 2010, I believe it was. It was right when I was about to go to training camp, and I was on stage next to him. Jason Boland was a part of this fundraiser, and it was a long time ago, and Cody was just a local musician, and I'd heard of him, but I'd never, you know, had a chance to meet him. And I felt like a fish out of water there, and I played a song that my brother and I had written together called Flowers in the Vase. And Cody leaned over and said, "Hey, man, that's a good song." And I was like, wow, Cody Jinks thinks that that was a decent song. And he may have just been being nice. I don't know, because Cody's one of the nicest guys I've ever known. But my brother was there that day. And he said, you know, of all those people that played up there, he said, outside of you, Pudgy, the best one up there was Cody Jinks. He's going places. And man, my late brother nailed it, because Cody has gone a lot of places and has platinum and gold records, and he's just had this huge career. So when Cody and I talked a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about musical influence, and I talked about how my brother was with being in a band when I was little, and then coming home from college and playing like Buck Owens songs, including the song called Truck Driving Man. And when I heard that for the first time, I was just consumed with it. I wanted to do what my brother did, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And Cody said, "Oh man, your brother was into Buck Owens." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What song?" And I said, "Truck Driving Man." And it was Cody's idea. He said, "Let's do that at Jub Jam." So the first song we did with Cody, I told that story and brought him out, and this is Cody doing that song. As I said, Life Goes in Circles. One of my favorite all-time songs. It was my first favorite song, and still is one of my favorites, Truck Driving Man. Now, I should say this real quick. Killer's computer crashed, so we don't have the usual really good recording of this.
Oh,
this
no.
This is just from out front, but you'll get the idea. You'll get the idea. So as I said on Friday, any song that starts with "I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas," that's got to be a great song. And I've always just loved Truck Driving Man.
That's the same as Act Naturally, though. Have you noticed?
That's why you put a verse in from Act Naturally there. Yeah, it's the same song, basically. Also, a shout-out to my band. The Bird Dogs did such a great job. I was so proud of them. We get nervous when we back up stars like Cody Jinks or Pat Green or Randy Rogers or Jack Ingram. But I thought it was their best moment in all these years we've been together since 2008. They worked really hard on Cody's songs, and it's always awesome when the artist turns around and kind of looks at him and nods his head, going, okay, Bird Dog's all right. And yeah, we didn't crash and burn, and we got through it. And here's the best thing about Friday night, is that we set a new Jub Jam record, and I don't have the final total. I can just tell you that it's north of $280,000 raised.
Wow.
On Friday night.
That's incredible.
That is 20,000 more than last year, and puts us just under $2 million raised in all of the Jub Jams.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Such a great vibe in that place, too.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's just having
everyone's
a good time.
Everyone's having a great time, and I love that venue.
Yes.
It's awesome, and I really was impressed. You know who I was most impressed with was your guitar tech, your roadie. Just did a really great job.
Right after we finished, over-hustling Gordo came over and was like looking up. And
took his acoustic from him and placed it lovingly in his case.
Took the capo off of it.
I was over-hustling on everything.
That's great.
Yeah, it was so good to see a side stage there doing that.
I hugged George, and that was a mistake.
Dude. It was
how much water do you lose during a performance?
A lot.
He had apparently urinated all over himself because he was soaking wet.
Yeah, you're right, Gordo. That's maybe my favorite thing about that event is everybody is in a great mood. Mm-hmm. Just walking around that room and talk to so many P1s who were just so happy.
Yeah.
Happy to be there, happy to support the cause.
Happy to be alive, listening to fun music and being with friends.
Yeah.
It was great seeing George, your whole family was there, all three of your boys and the grandkids. I sat and talked with them for a while. That was a lot of fun. Grandkids are so cute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had such a good time as a family. The next day, we spent the day together and just had a terrific time. And I'll try to get a better recording of it, but really the cool moment for me was when I brought all three of my boys up and one of them played guitar. One of the things went haywire. We didn't have a second guitar for one of my sons, but Scotty and Blake and Brent got up, and we all played Thought It Was You together.
Oh, how cool.
And it was really
cool.
Song I wrote for my dad. And that was, in 15 Jub Jams, by far the best musical moment for me.
Hey, I got a little emotional just sitting there talking to your boys. And I had all these flashbacks. Brent, your oldest, I had a flashback of when he and I had a putting contest at the TPC Four Seasons. He didn't want it to end. What were we saying?
He's a lot like his grandfather.
Pressure putt. I was saying, this is the biggest pressure putt you're ever going to have. And we just kept doing that over and over. And then talking to your middle boy, Blake, and, you know, he's grown now, and he's this big man and this football coach. And I remembered back to a Dallas Burn game that we all went to. You remember this at the Cotton Bowl?
Yes.
And as we're walking in, I'm there with your family walking in, and we're going across the parking lot, and he's five, and he just reaches up and takes my hand and holds my hand walking into the Cotton Bowl. And I was having all these flashbacks as I'm talking to these now grown men. And it was really cool.
Yeah, they were so glad you came by to say, hey, they hadn't seen you in a while. So, yeah, it was a great night.
What a fun evening.
Really cool.
Man, congratulations on all the money you've raised for such a great cause. Always great to see the folks from the Senior Source down there. And again, thanks to the P1s for...
P1s, you're...
They relentlessly support our charitable causes.
They do.
And it's a thing of beauty.
Thank y'all.